And we are joined in studio by some very nervous and excited humans because, of course, we are coming to the crescendo of Fit by Christmas.
Yeah, 10 weeks ago we met three people who wanted to make serious changes in their lives and get fit by Christmas. Since then they've been eating well, training hard, all guided by our own Ronan Murphy from Tone Fit and Viking Built. Today is the big day though. They've been weighed and measured and they're in with us now. But you don't know the results of just how in shape you guys are.
Well, I suppose
it's incredible.
You don't know numbers, but I mean, I presume you've seen and you feel the changes. Would that be right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at us, we're all gorgeous now.
You were gorgeous before, Mark, in fairness to you.
So we've Emma, Kate and Mark. And let's just remind everybody of your individual story. So Mark, because I'm happen to be looking at you right now, let's start with you. So you're an EMT. Is that how you say your job?
EMTU with Northern Ireland Ambulance Service.
So you respond to emergency situations, spend a lot of time on the road jumping in and out of the ambulance, and your hours are shift based and unpredictable, and you were finding that hard, weren't you?
A lot of late finishes, so you can't really plan a lot for after work. So if you don't do it before work, then it could be 1 o'clock in the morning.
Is it tough to do stuff before work, because obviously you need to sleep? And then you need to kind of do some of the stuff that we all...
Sleep? What's that?
You know, that thing where you close your eyes. And then do like normal life stuff. And then you go to work again.
That's the thing I was most worried about. But I've made time and I don't think I've been sleeping any less. I've just been doing less of other stuff.
So better time management has helped. Yeah.
Emma, you were just after having a baby when we met you the last time. Hop into there to that mic. And you were trying to basically shift some baby weight and get your body back into a shape where you felt happy in yourself and felt a bit fitter and healthier. Is that right?
It is, yeah. She's 7.5 months now, so she's taken off a lot of time, still not sleeping, so it has been quite tough getting up and doing a workout after.
Has that been the toughest part for you, staying motivated when you're sleep deprived, and obviously a baby is the most demanding thing on your attention and time?
Yeah, not just the exercise,
except trying to
eat healthy when you're half dead after, you know, 4 hours sleep.
And is planning the only way to avoid those bad mistakes?
Planning, broken, and prepping and just having something like, you know, something cooked in the fridge, like chicken breast, or, you know, do a big shop at the weekend. If you're not organised, you just eat crap and feel crap.
But all of Cork have been behind you over the last 10 weeks. And Kate, I was very impressed with you because we actually met one day on your day off. You were up hiking around Howth Head up near my gaff. And I was like, you're mad, you should be on the couch. This is your day off.
Well, just that was kind of in the middle of the 8 weeks, Dermot, and I just had set three different kind of mountain walks or cliff walks for a Sunday just to kind of keep myself going. I brought people with me and I just had energy, so I was just like, go for it.
Yeah. And did we hear you got some news recently?
Yeah. My left hand's a bit heavier.
Hey!
I got engaged in Holland last week.
Fabulous. Yes.
Thank you.
To some guy in the street, was it?
Yeah, I've gone so red.
Well, a lot of us get engaged in, you know, Holland and Amsterdam, but most of us don't remember it happening, but you do. And is this the same chap that I met with you that day?
That's Mick that was with me walking. And he was commenting even that day that usually, you know, about 20 minutes in, I'd be blowing bubbles, but I was flying around Howth Head that day.
Yeah.
So he really noticed my fitness halfway through.
What was your, you travel a lot for work, so what was the toughest challenge for you, do you think?
So I kind of worked it out last night that I had three trips, four different countries and seven different counties over the last 8 weeks. The biggest thing was, like, on a Sunday I would sit down and see where I was going to be for the next 7 days, and like looking where would be safe to run, where I could go to the gym, you know, finding places in Brussels, was there people I could go with, because it's the winter as well. So when I went to Brussels, I roped in one of my colleagues one morning for a run. I found a gym and did a step aerobics class through French. The workouts that Ronan gives us for 20 minutes, I always made sure that I had like just a bit of floor in an Airbnb that I could do the 20 minute workouts, and it can be done. You know, it's just about planning on a Sunday. And as I said to Ronan earlier, if I hadn't done the last 8 weeks with him, I would have just been grabbing all the convenience foods in the airports along the way.
Totally.
But because you're planning on a Sunday, you're actually like, where can I eat? What can I eat? And, you know, it was just made such a difference.
Mark, obviously you learn a lot about fitness and the human body and, you know, diets and all that kind of stuff when you're doing this. But you learn a lot about yourself as well. What surprised you, do you think, about yourself most along the last 10 weeks?
Sticking to the diet, 100%.
Really?
I was really, really worried about it. Got myself a new crewmate at work. He's actually, as I said, running a triathlon guy.
Alright, so that's someone you can bore the pants off and he won't walk away from you. Yeah, talking about
so
the right food.
If you're eating something bad, he's giving you the rest
there. Okay.
So
I thought a crewmate was like a George Foreman grill or something. You know, kind
of a new
Euro shopping at its best.
I just put two eggs on the crewmate and I'm ready to go. So having essentially a training buddy, someone who could relate to what you were doing, was important to you.
Not really a training buddy because we live so far apart, but it was somebody that kind of knew what it was like to start training again and stuff like that. So that was good. And also stopping for convenience food when you're in the ambulance, like you're stopped for diesel, you're going on, you're grabbing a coffee and a bloody donut or something like that. And it was different because it's stuff with me because I planned it. Even if it's only like nuts or fruit and a bit of yogurt, something like that. And it is easy to do. It's just getting your head around the fact of.
And Emma, do you find you think differently now when it comes to, say you're caught on the hop like that, you're pulling into a motorway services or whatever, you know, baby's in the back, you've a few minutes. Do you think you think differently about food now, what you put into your body?
Yeah, definitely. You know, if I'm out and I'm hungry, I'll really try and, you know, get the banana instead of get the
chocolate bar.
Something bold. Yeah, or just have the coffee.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, I know. I often find myself saying, you know, tea and I'm going, well, do I have to go and? I'm not going to like,
it's always
no,
like,
you don't.
Tea and the treat.
Yeah.
And it's like, tea is the treat.
Well, look, you've been with Ronan for 10 weeks, but also in the last like half an hour or so, Ronan has taken out his dreaded calipers and his measuring tapes. And if you want to see all of the progress that they've got on and everything about the whole entire exercise, you can go to todayfm.com/fitbychristmas. And everything you need is up there.
And we'll just have to change it to fit after Christmas if it's something that you want to do.
Fit by next Christmas.
Yeah.
There's always a Christmas coming.
Fit by Easter.
Okay, so we've got Emma from Cork, Mark from Donegal and Kate from Tip. Well done before we get into any of your stats.
Absolutely.
Because it's probably the toughest time of the year. Probably the time of the year where most people would shy away from engaging in any serious exercise or self-improvement program. But you guys did fantastic. So Emma, we'll look at your stats first. So your weight when you started out with Ronan was 71.7 kilos.
Emma just put her head inside her roll neck top there.
I'm essentially doing what I've been instructed all my life never to do, and that is mention a woman's weight.
But now ask her how old she is.
But you've dropped 6 kilos.
6 kilos. Unbelievable.
Which is an incredible achievement. Now, I'll let Ronan take over some of the other stats because, you know, obviously there's measurements that have changed and your weight isn't a tell-all thing because you could have put on loads of muscle and it's not all about the weight. So what stands out for you, Ronan?
The biggest thing that stands out for me is actually the weight loss combined with one of the measurements, which we'll go over in a second. So the 6 kilos over 10 weeks is really, really good because it's really sustainable. So you're looking at about half a kilo a week if you're looking for body fat loss, weight loss. So half a kilo a week is actually sustainable. The body is losing it gradually. It doesn't crash it. It doesn't, because if you crash like 3-4 kilos a week, you're going to have it back on in 2 or 3 weeks' time.
Right, okay.
So I would struggle to see where Emma would put the 6 kilos back on over the next 10 weeks.
I know, impossible. So what other measurement jumps out at you?
All right, so I've got a big circle around this one. So the abdomen, basically I take the abdomen measurement from just under the lowest rib, and you have lost in the last 10 weeks 10 centimeters off your abdomen.
Wow, that's huge.
So you've lost basically a centimeter every 7 days. And I've got a little measuring tape here. And that is 10 centimeters as a visual reference. So there's that much less of you.
Was I that fat to start?
How do you feel, Emma? Like, do the numbers matter to you? Because you didn't think it would be that much, did you?
No, I didn't at all. Quite surprising.
Yeah, and 6 centimetres off your waist and 9 centimetres off your hips.
Yeah, there's all minus signs there.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, there's no plus signs.
Mark, you you were 105.8 kilos when you started off and you have lost 5 kilos.
There we go.
Right? Well done.
Over the 10
Thank
weeks.
You very much.
Again, half a kilo a week, so the system works.
But, I mean, there are other measurements and that Rona will look at. Then, of course, you've been doing a lot of weight training and stuff like that as well, so you would have put on muscle weight as well.
Well.
So it is important to point that out. So what stands out for you, Ronan, in Mark's results there?
So again, just with the weight loss, half a kilo a week is perfectly sustainable. It's really, really good. And we're going to look at the waist on Mark and his reading around the waist. Basically, if you have the tape around the belly button, he's lost 7 centimetres off the last 10 weeks. So it's just under a centimetre a week. And that is a direct reflection of nutrition and lifestyle combined with your training. So that's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's very sustainable now.
Have you noticed your clothes changing on you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
So have you got like, my old fat pants that are there?
No, I'm actually was shifted from my normal clothes to stretching other clothes. So I'm going back into my proper normal clothes.
Okay.
The stuff that you originally had.
Right. So flares from 1976. Finally.
Cords are back, baby.
When I had hair.
And newly engaged Kate from Tip. You started off at 96.3 kilos and you have lost 6.5 kilos.
Well, there you go.
Incredible. Incredible result. So what stands out for you, Ronan, in these stats?
Right. Well, it's pretty dramatic on Kate's nutrition. She's lost 19 centimetres off her waist.
Oh my God.
So that's across the belly button. So that is 19 centimetres. If you look at the measuring tape there. Oh, she's making notes here. Look at it. 19 centimetres.
Are you shocked, Kate, that you had 19 centimetres to lose off your waist?
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, I was feeling pretty down 8 weeks ago and I just, you know, you can identify yourself when you're looking at yourself in the mirror. And I remember just like the day before we started, just catching myself in the mirror and I was like, no, I'm really glad I'm starting this. Mm. And I'm just delighted, like, because like clothes have really become loose and I just feel so much better. I feel great in myself. And I kind of went back to a place where I was happy in my body, you know, because I had let it kind of go 19 centimetres too much, so it's good that they're all gone.
And you were saying
exactly 19 centimetres too much.
And it's so much easier putting on 19 centimetres and so much more fun.
You were saying that you have a pair of favourite pyjamas.
Yeah.
That are no longer wearable.
No, like, so they're literally hanging on my hips, like, and they used to be, like, I used to kind of tuck my tummy into them.
Right, and now they're...
Yeah. And I love
useless.
A good pair of pyjamas.
Yeah. You'll get new ones for Christmas then.
Or maybe they're now just pyjamas for two. Which could be fun. If there's room for another person in there.
Ronan, obviously there's been a massive success with everybody. No one seems to have kind of fallen off the wagon or, everyone's weight loss, as you said, is sustainable and all very similar, so like 5, 6, 6.5. Like where, as you said, it's weight loss that isn't going to, because if it said, 13 or 15, I think you'd actually be more worried.
I would, because in 4 weeks' time, it'll be back up again, where I can't see the guys here. After talking to them here for the last half an hour in the studio next door, I can't see them making any detrimental changes. And you said none of them fell off the wagon. They all fell off the wagon at some point.
Right.
But what I'm trying to say is, we're human. We all go and have our 6 beers, or we have our chocolate bars, or we have our takeaway. But it is relevant to lifestyle. You fit your life in there as well. You can't just be completely regimented like
because
that.
When we heard from you during the 10 weeks, one of the things you were saying was that the cheat days were so important because it's realistic, because you work very hard, you make the right decisions, you plan, you prep, and then you do deserve
headspace is the biggest thing. You've got to reward yourself, because if you get no reward, what's the point in doing it? So you have to reward it. And I had the guys from day one, the guys were putting up photos of, I know it sounded a bit weird, but I basically said everything you eat or drink for the next 10 weeks you are going to take a photo of and put it up on this WhatsApp group.
Right.
So if you go to the WhatsApp, if you go to the public drive, I've screenshotted all the meals and I don't know if the guys are aware of that, but I've screenshotted all the meals and in 90% of them, they've all put a little description down there, and you can see a little sentence of saying, oh yeah, I know I shouldn't have eaten that, or blah blah blah. But over the course of 10 weeks, it's actually, without even, I don't think even with them realizing that the confidence in the way they've structured the sentences when they're presenting the meals, the way they've presented the meals.
Yeah, we've chef
Emma's
here.
Turned into a right little food stylist.
All right.
Yeah, and then the actual content of the meals, they've just gone, it's gone from basically bottom all the way up, right up to where we want it to be.
So todayfm.com/fitbychristmas is the place to go if you want to see all the stuff Roland's talking about. Because obviously, look, we've got three people in studio who've gone through this for the last 10 weeks and have achieved incredible results. But you can do the same thing. And all of the instruction stuff and all of the dietary stuff and the workouts and everything, it's all up on todayfm.com/fitbychristmas.
What would you say, Mark, to anybody thinking of going, God, I'm feeling kind of inspired. You know, I can relate to these guys. I think I could make some serious improvements and changes. What would you say to anyone listening who's thinking of embarking on your program, which is there for everybody to see?
Do it. I was wanting to do this for the last year and was starting on Monday every week and always found an excuse. Stop making the excuse and do it, because it's only going to get worse.
Mm. Mm.
You're going up that shirt size or those trouser size. Mm-hmm. And
Kate, have you anything to add to what Mark is saying there?
Yeah, so just two things. There's never a good time to start. Everyone's always pressurised with home life or work life. Just start and pick a date 8 weeks from now and just get a little bit of support around you and just keep going. Just don't give up in the 8 weeks. It's not worth it. And you'll start to feel like, I remember on day 11, my watch became loose. I was like, yes! So you just need to start, pick an end date and just go for it.
How about you, Emma?
Just do it. Yeah. Don't wait till January. Because everyone, I just know that the gym is going to be mental in January, and then by the end of it, it's going to be dead again. So just do it. Do something. Do anything.
What's Ronan like? I mean, like, obviously, you know, he's presenting himself here as this, you know, supporting guru. And is he sound or is he a nightmare?
He's sound, but he actually just said to us a while ago that he was like, if you notice the WhatsApp group from about week 6 or 7, I just sat back and left you at it.
Right.
You'd ask questions, you'd answer each other's questions. You were just...
Okay.
So he just left us at it.
So that support is really important.
Yeah, yeah, totally. That's
when
what we were saying.
We were announcing Fit by Christmas and you had Ronan in the studio way before we'd been picked out of the lucky hat. He's just sounded like someone who was really sound, knew exactly what he was talking about, and, you know, like, he was firm with us, but he was a really good leader. And stuff that you've said to us running over the last 8 weeks, like, I'll always carry with me. So, like, make good choices. So, like, I was out for lunch yesterday and I got soup in FX Buckley's while everyone else was having steak and chips. But it's just about making good choices so that you're feeling better in yourself. And he was just so supportive to us over the 8 weeks.
Ronan, is it too weird of a time now with a couple of weeks to Christmas to begin something and start making better choices?
No, not at all. Not at all. All the information is there if you guys want to get going. If anyone has any questions on it, they can always get in touch with us. So, no, now is actually the time to do it, because I guarantee you it will benefit you post-Christmas when you're starting.
You can still have your cheese Christmas day.
But what about Christmas dinner? People would be just terrified that they can't have gravy and roast potatoes.
I actually said to the guys inside there, on average, I read this stat somewhere a couple of years ago, on average you consume about 5,000 to 6,000 calories on Christmas dinner alone. And I said to them, you guys absolutely enjoy every single mouthful of it because you deserve it. Like, one bad meal does not a fat person make. So, you know, bookend it. Have your Christmas dinner, you know, draw a line under it when it's finished and you've had all your treats, and the next day you're up, you're going to get into your program.
I just eat the dinner on a treadmill.
Or just eat the dinner on a treadmill.
Well, listen, as peas and sprouts are flying off the back of it.
Emma from Cork, Kay from Tip, and Mark from Donegal, congratulations on what we know has been a tough journey, but something definitely that we can physically see in front of us has really paid off. You guys look amazing.
Thank you. And we just, on behalf of the three of us, we just want to give Ronan something really small to say thank you.
Aww.
And not to
thank
leave out everyone else, I just, I got up this morning and did some baking.
What?
So I have Rice Krispie Squares for the Moore household.
Amazing. What are you fattening us up for?
The Moore household. They are not going to make it to the Moore household. Let's just call it.
Right,
lads.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's household. I got some for Emer, Roland.
You're very good.
Incredible. You're putting us all to shame. Yeah. If you're not training, you're getting up at 6 a.m. to bake.
bag of scones she just pulled out.
Oh, my God.
Fresh out of the oven, guys.
Emma, you have a friend who wanted to say hello to as well, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. My friend Rory had an operation yesterday, so I just want to say hello to him and everyone on the ward in C.
Okay, well, get better soon. Lads, fair play to you. Have a brilliant Christmas.
Give yourselves a round of applause.
And you are incredible. By Christmas. Yay.
todayfm.com/fitbychristmas if you want to follow all the diet plans, nutrition, their entire story, all the photos, everything in their videos. It's all up there. And of course, our trainer extraordinaire, Roland Murphy. You can get him at Viking Built on Instagram, and tonefit.com is the gym that he owns. Thanks a million, Roland.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks a million.
Cheers, everybody. Thank you, Ronan.
Thank you.
Dermot and Dave.